Hi, I'm Victoria Roycroft, chairman of Connors Quay Nomads, and you're listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Webber and Jonah.
Not everything in this world is black and white, you know, and we continue to see the rainbow of results which make this Welsh Premier League the most exciting it's ever been. Reaction from all the moments that matter as we look ahead to another weekend where it's going to be really hard to tell what will happen next. And it's not just the league that's happening in, you know, we've got shocks in the JD Welsh Cup, giant killers Llangefni and Ynys Thi talking to us later as the third round is drawn. Hard to pick the biggest talking point of the week, Jonah. So go on, you can decide the biggest story.
Carnarvon's win at TNS for me, Mark. It's their first season back in the JD Welsh Premier League. They've adapted really well. They're mid-table at the moment. They're trying to push for the top six, which would be magnificent for them. And that result on Friday evening, their 1-0 victory at Park Hall is, you know, that's about as good as it's got for them so far. And well done, Carnarvon.
Here's Sean Eardley.
Bendigedig. Over the moon. That one there was for the supporters. You know, certainly after last week and the disappointment of last week. You know, TNS, the way they knock the ball about is sublime. After last week and after the draws in which we've got, we haven't won since Llanelli. So getting the layers off and peeling the layers off, that is a fantastic win in the grand scheme of things. It sets us up nicely for Cardiff Met next week, which we need something from. Then we go into a break and then we go Llanelli away, Welsh Cup, and then Aberystwyth at home. So it's a crucial couple of weeks. But again, we'll take it a week at a time, a game at a time. And we hope the Colley Army are right behind us, certainly after that tonight.
Then I want to fast forward a bit. Aberystwyth continuing to catch the eye, coming from 2-0 behind to win in injury time against Cardiff Met. Some of the Seasiders fans singing, "We're going to win the league," as they walked out of King Coyd. Jonah spoke to Neville Powell straight after that game.
I think the players deserved it, Mark, today. You know, even first half when we were 2-0 down, we were a shade unlucky. You know, they had the sun in our eyes and the wind was blowing and we were unlucky to come in 2 down. We changed the shape a bit and got a couple of different personnel on and we always believed we could get something out of the game and so it proved, you know, we got one back and there were only one winners then.
You did change the shape. Ryan Edwards one wing, Joe Phillips the other wing. They were handful in the last half hour, mate.
We got players that can hurt teams, haven't we, Mark? And as you say, they're all enjoying their football and you look at that bench today, we're bringing Ashuan on to go and score the winner. So there's a lot of confidence and it breeds in football. That's what it's all about, you know, and a fantastic win. And you see what it meant to the players and the fans at the end.
Hey, what about your fans then, travelling from Aber? I know, you know, they were singing and dancing at the end. They've enjoyed that.
It's one reason why I'm here, Mark. You know, I was at Bangor for a long time with great fans and they've got great fans here, proper football club. So I hope they enjoy their day. They love it. So, keep it going and bring it on.
You know, Jonah, to some it will seem a bit odd that in the week that the top two met, and we'll come on to them a little later on, I do promise that, our primary focus in this podcast is Aberystwyth and Carnarvon. But look, as much as we've talked about Nomads and Barry stepping up a gear and raising the game, these two sides and a couple of others have really gone full-time in their attitude, haven't they?
Yeah, well, that's the improvement of the league. This is what everybody wanted. The training standards, the coaching standards, you know, we know it have all gone up. I've got the league in front of me and it's 6 points between the top six. If you'd have said this at the start of the season, you know, you might have had you'd been given a couple of tablets and say, sort your head out. But there's 6 points between the top six. You tell a football fan with half a season to go that only 6 points behind on the same number of points that they can win the league. It's what it's all about, mate. It's being competitive and it's very enjoyable at the moment.
All right, here comes the talking point of the day. Common thread on Twitter this in the past few days. Is the league more open because TNS are weaker? Here's their manager, Scott Rusko.
It's in better form all round. Everyone needs to be at the top of the game. And I just think we're lacking that cutting edge at the moment. And as a group, we're getting frustrated and we're trying to force things and not playing the right way and not having the extra touch and just forcing things too much. One goal in three games too, and that was a penalty. You know, we're not scoring from open play. We're not doing enough. So we'll make sure that's put right.
For the last six seasons, the knockers of this league would most probably be chirping up again this time of the season, saying, "Oh, that league's not very good because it's not competitive enough. TNS are too good for the rest of them." This year, the rest of them have been brilliant in catching TNS. Yeah, they're not having the best of periods at the moment, are they? But we know what a class side they are. And just because the other teams have caught up and shown, you know, their own bit of pedigree, and you said the standards are just rising. Somebody now, as other knockers of the league now, are saying, oh, TNS are on the wane. How do we know they're on the wane? You know, hopefully, I think anyway, it's the other teams are getting more competitive, and that's why it's a competitive league this year.
Well, there's another top-of-the-table clash this weekend as TNS play Barrytown United at Jenner Park. Let's hear from Barry boss Gavin Chesterfield after yet another Toure double to draw the Nomads 2-2.
They're a full-time team, and I think today that we've shown that, you know, we've got good players, and people say to me how far we've come, and that's really nice, but the exciting thing for me as a coach or as a manager is how far we've still got to travel. You know, we've still got a young team who are learning in this league, and playing against your Connors Keys will only better us, if you like, and allow us to grow at a more accelerated rate. So, yeah, we'll come out of the game with loads of learning. We'll come out of the game feeling a little disappointed that we haven't taken our opportunities. But we're humble enough to admit that before the game, a point would have been a great result for us.
So, Jonah, Barry TNS it is. Now, is this where a big crowd of football fans from Cardiff City, without much to do on a Saturday afternoon, could really swing the momentum for Barrytown United? A big crowd could make a big difference.
Well, listen, Mac, I'm down and around Barry as often as I can, and it's a great football in town. You know, I think it's the biggest populated town in Wales, so they've got to start turning out for them. The stuff that Chesterfield and the coaching staff have done there has been, we all know, it's been miraculous over the last five or six seasons. And TNS at home, you know, to go top of the league, it's about the biggest game they've had for the last five or six years down there. So, you know, let's get that four figures there. Let's get 1,000 people there. They deserve it. There's no doubt they deserve it. And, you know, if the people up in Carnarvon get four figures, why can't the people of Barry come out and support their team and, you know, really, really show, you know, that there's a buzz. The football buzz is back in the area. That's what they need to show.
Well, look, Nomads news to come as they go to Glasgow. But first, we've called this the Black and White podcast because I now want to switch on to some other interesting stories involving teams in black and white. A familiar face back on the pitch as opposed to the dugout. Welcome back, Gary Taylor-Fletcher, now a Llandudno man, already scoring for his new team, much to the delight of manager Ewan Williams.
You know, I've got to give Gary credit in there. You know, he's 37 years of age, hasn't played since last season, and he's now our joint top scorer in this first game. I have to be brutally honest as a manager and to myself, I think we're lacking men. I think we're carrying too many. I have to look at myself for my recruitment, obviously, but they've been given an opportunity, and I just don't think two, three, four of them are taking it. So it's something we have to address, you know, something we have looked to address. Obviously, we bring Gary and Clarkey in. But, you know, we've got to roll our sleeves up.
So here we go, Jonah. As much as I think the top seven or eight is interesting, I think Llandudno have just made the bottom half of the table very interesting as well, because they've brought in Gary Taylor-Fletcher, and I think this could be a double boost for that team. His goals on the pitch and his coaching experience off the pitch in the dugout, could that really push the Tudno back up the table?
Well, it's down to you and now how much advice he wants to take in. You know, he might be his own man and he might just say to Gary, listen, you know, I just want you to come and play. I'm happy with my coaching at the moment. So that's just one for them to sort out. I should imagine Ewan will use his, you know, his advice and his know-how. Because like you said, he did take Bangor to second place, which was a brilliant finish last season. So, you know, he's done well. And I think Ewan will use a little bit of his advice. And, they're in a challenging position at the moment. So I would say at the moment, safety could be the target.
Well, Bala won that game with Llandudno 4-2. And I bet Chris Venables is licking his lips at their next match, a return to Aberystwyth.
A tough game. A tough game. It was a tough away game. They've picked up some good results. They're not too far away from us in the league. So as always with Aber, they're always a tough tough opposition, so you know, it's a game I always look forward to. We'll see how we get on next week, and we'll look to go and try and pick up another 3 points.
Yeah, obviously the league is quite open this season. TNS lost against Carnarvon tonight. What's it like as a player to be involved in that?
I don't know. It's from a player's perspective, I'm only really concerned about what we do. To be fair, I'm not too concerned about anyone else. Yeah. But as obviously a keen follower of the league, as I have been, I've been playing now for a long time, it's always good to see an exciting season, so it's certainly turning into that.
And what a comeback from the Druids. 2-0 down at the break. They score 3 in 10 minutes to take the spoils. Jonah grabbed Hughie Griffith straight after the game.
I'm delighted. You know, we were the better team first half. They've only had 2 shots. We've had 11 corners in the first half. Might be 10. We just didn't put the ball in the box. So we had a good chat at half time. I did raise my voice, which I don't do very often. I do on the side, but not in the dressing room. And I've got a great reaction out of him. Like I said, the camp's been brilliant all the way through. And, you know, I'm a proud manager at the moment.
You have to be. I don't think Neil Smothers, he must be disappointed because his team they've given everything. They've scored some great goals as well. And you've scored some great goals as well. I mean, your 2 goals, brave goal to finish from James Davis, young James Davis.
Yeah, you know, it looks at last week when he's got time. Sometimes he overthinks things when he does things just off the cuff, and he reacts and he's that quick to get there. You know, we've got the chance, but I'm delighted. We deserve the win. We were the better team. I know people can say it was 2 hours or whatever, but they've only got the 2 goals against the run of play. You know, we were the better side first half. We changed the shape second half 3 or 4 times to try and overload certain areas, and you know, we've got what we deserve out the game, I think, in the end.
The type of comeback, what could turn your season around, Hughie?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's 3 points. We're 4 points ahead of them now, which is 2 games. We go to Llanelli away. You know, we hadn't beaten Carmarthen away for 10, 11 years until last year. And we've got another great one today in terms of showing character and desire. And, you know, when teams are on the bottom, you can feel sorry for yourself. But we've only lost games by 1 goal, except for the Connors Key. And it's always been good. So, you know, hopefully now it can show a bit of resilience of what they can do.
Well, the opposite emotions for Neil Smothers after that defeat.
The frustrating bit for me is that we're making the same mistakes that we've been making for a long period of time, and it has to stop. Otherwise, you know, we're going to be in deeper trouble. There's certain things that the players have to do and take responsibilities for, and there's certain things we need to do better, and we need to start doing them quickly.
And local rivals Llanelli now have a minus 35 goal difference after Newtown came in and scored a Len Goodman.
7.
Yes, 7-1. To the Draenewydd, which means, Jonah, West is not looking best in terms of football at the moment, with Carmarthen and Llanelli struggling.
2-0 ahead at half-time, Carmarthen. 2-0 ahead the day later, I'm at Cardiff Met. They're 2-0 ahead against Aberystwyth. Half-time, everybody talking about, oh, good 3 points here. Exactly the same thing happened. Great entertainment, Dan. It's great to see teams going for it, by the way, Mac. You know, so it goes to show a little bit again about the coaching. You know, usually teams have 2-0 behind before, there wouldn't be many moves, but there's a lot of moves and coaching moves that are starting to pay off in this league now, especially in the attacking mould.
Well, look, Newtown have to wait until next Wednesday to play their league game because Connors Key Nomads are off to play at Hampden Park. Andy Morrison's definitely up for the Iron Brew Cup.
Of course, we wanted to win today, but we'll train really well this week and we'll be bright, and we'll go and have a good, you know, we'll go and have a go at a very good... A very good Queen's Park team. You know, they're on a good run. I don't think they've lost in 6. I've not seen the result today yet, but they've been on a good run. But, you know, the pitch, the national team play there 2 days later. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be a great occasion. And, you know, all the lads are going to be champing at the bit this week to make sure they get a starting place.
Well, Jonah, Friday night, Hampden Park, not a bad place to be, is it? But we know Queen's Park have already dispatched TNS and they can be a tricky side, so not to be messed with.
No, everybody will be... In the Welsh Premier League, we got a big game, obviously. Wales, good luck to Wales against Denmark. But good luck to Connors Key up in Queen's Park at Hampden. It's a great occasion for Connors Key. All their hard work over the last couple of seasons. And this is almost, you know, this is a big, big, massive game for them. Every one of those Connors Key players will be keyed up for it. Andy Morrison will be keyed up for it. They know they're in with a chance, half a chance of winning this tournament. And that could really, really... I'm not, you know, getting carried away there, but I really believe they got half a chance of winning this tournament. So everybody in the Welsh Premier will be behind them on Friday evening, and we'll have one eye on the Wales game and one eye on the Nomads up in Hampden. And good luck to Andy Morrison and the boys. We want a victory there Friday night if we can, lads.
It's going to be a great game still to come. The Welsh Cup draw has been made, and we speak to 2 giant killing teams out for some top flight scalps.
My name is Ruth Crump, Secretary of Ballartan Football Club. You are listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Jonah and Weber.
So, the third round draw of the JD Welsh Cup was made this week by Ethan Ampadu and David Brooks. Here are some of the choice ties they pulled out of the bag.
Barrytown United. And travelling to Jenner Park will be Aberbargoy Buds or Penobont. That match was postponed on Saturday to be played this Saturday. Next home tie for the 8-times winners, Bangor City. And travelling to Nantporth will be Holyhead Hotspur. Next home draw for Prestatyn Town, 2013 champions. And Neil Gibson's side will face Carnarvon Town. Next home draw for Gilsfield. And they will host the current champions of the JD Welsh Cup, Coniskey Nomads. So another home draw for Llangefni Town at Caibod Parry, the second lowest ranked team in the competition. And they will host Llanelli Town. So quite a journey for Andy Hill's Reds. A home draw at Ynys Park for Tom Pentra, finalists back in 1922. And they will host Cardiff Met University, quarter-finalists back in 2010. And the last home tie goes for the Minnows left in the competition, Ynys Lee Welfare. And travelling to the Gwent County League side will be the finalists of 2012, Hugh Griffiths's Kevin Druids.
Some very interesting ones there. Full draw on the FAW website, by the way. Which one of those caught your eye, Jonah?
Obviously, I think down south it's the Barrytown versus Pennebont clash. I was speaking this afternoon to Pennebont's assistant manager, Martin Giles, used to play for me at Carmarthen Town. And I said, I was thinking of a draw for you, Gilo. And he's, you know, he said, he said, we went there 2 years ago, mind them, won 3-0. So that's a good positive attitude for the boys for Pennebont. But, I think Barry will be the favourites in that one. But it's a great tie. If by the way, if Pennebont can beat Aberbag or Buds, who are a decent team. So that's the first hurdle they got to get over on Saturday. And up north, I think, Bangor and Holyhead Hotspur is a brilliant draw also. Some top ties. I think it's in Newtown Rill as well, Mark. So, you know, it'll be for all the teams, the 12 Premier teams to get through, it'll be a tough ask because there's a lot of these teams in the Cymru Alliance and in the Welsh League First Division who want to prove themselves in the way that Cambrian and Clydach have proved themselves in the Nathaniel MG Cup.
So, two names that came out of the hat there. Llangefni was one, and then Llanelli Town came out of the other. Whilst all of that was happening, joint coach Gerallt Jones was delivering messages to other people because he's a postie. But what a first-class delivery you've just had, Gerallt.
Yes, definitely. Very, very pleased with that that tie, especially when it's a home draw. At the end of the day, we've got nothing to lose. So, the town's buzzing as it is because my phone hasn't stopped pinging on my delivery this morning. So, yeah, all things good, to be fair.
Minor celebrity status already.
We're all celebs in Llangefni, we're all into bread here, so no problem there.
What's your thoughts on that draw then?
We were saying on the, after the game on Saturday, we'd like one of the big boys, especially home. Some of the lads wanted an away tie so they could have a night out somewhere, but I would definitely go with anybody home. We've got nothing to fear, to be honest, you know. Yeah, we're very strong going forward, but to be fair, we're very strong defensively because I think we've only conceded 7 goals this season and 4 of them have been penalties.
And bearing in mind that Llanelli are not getting the points perhaps they deserve in the Welsh Premier League at the moment, do you fancy that you're going to get a phone call in a minute from Dylan Ebenezer at Scorio saying we're bringing the truck, put the kettle on?
Yeah, it would be nice, wouldn't it? It would be nice. Obviously, they're no mugs. It's just that, we're watching them on Scorio like every Monday. They've been unlucky in some games, but will they fancy coming down to Anglesey on a very cold day? Who knows? Who knows?
Now, speaking of cold, obviously, you were in charge on Saturday because the manager of the club is he's getting a bit of a suntan. He wasn't at the game. He was in Mauritius, wasn't he?
Yeah, of course. We just paid because we did so well on Saturday. We paid it for him to stay there for another week, to be honest, because we did better without him.
have you sacked him? Have you replaced him yet?
Yeah, we're going in front of the board tonight to see what the contract he's signed. So if we can get rid of him, there could be a chance.
And the lowest ranked team still left in the competition, and it's the Welfare of Gwent. They will host Kevin Druids. Ben Murphy joins me. He's their manager. Ben, what do you think of that draw?
I would have liked to have an away day. I think to draw a Welsh Prep at home for us, it couldn't have got any better. So we've had the four games. Our first fixture in the cup was against Machen, who were a league below us, and in fact that was game of the four that we deserved to lose. We played Coisa-Kiliog, who were undefeated still in Division 2, and we beat them. Of course, we beat Taffs Wells, and then we beat Monmouth on Saturday. And even Saturday, we went 1-0 down after 2 minutes, I think, was on the clock. And you think you're feeling the worst. But credit to the players, they bounced back brilliantly. And for the first half, we were by far the better side. It just seems to be a belief amongst the players. There's just no fear whatsoever, no matter who they're playing, what the outcome is of the game. And I always tell the players before every game, if we can stick within a game for 60 or 70 minutes, never get away from it, we'll be close because we've got enough quality in our ranks. We're still in all four cup competitions we've entered. We've just got to keep that going.
Well, good luck to all the teams. It's going to be an exciting Welsh Cup weekend coming soon. More detail on that. But let's get this weekend out of the way because your weekend of Welsh football starts in Scotland on Friday night as the Nomads play Queen's Park at Scotland's National Stadium in the Iron Brew Cup. Kick-off 7:45. If you're not going up to Glasgow, you can watch it live on BBC Alba, which is channel 169 on Sky and on Virgin and Freesat, I think, as well. Four Saturday 2:30 kickoffs. If you're in Cardiff and the Vale, forget the overpriced rugby. You should really pile down to Jenner Park to see the top of the table clash between Barrytown United and the New Saints. Ballagher are very much in the chasing pack. They host that resurgent Aberystwyth. The Jack Army should pile down to Llanelli for their game with Kevin Druids at Stebbin Heath. And Llandudno are at home to a travelling Carmarthen in the basement battle for points. The 5:15 Scorio game. It's a cracker. Caernarfon hosting Cardiff Met. Well, that's your lot from us, but we always like to leave you with a song on this show. So a few weeks ago, we had the Denby manager singing when they beat Bangor. I thought it was only fair we handed the microphone over to Ynys Thay Welfare. It's on their website. You can see men in pants dancing to Will Griggs on Fire, or more commonly, the D are on fire. Have a great weekend. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Yeah, all the best, Mark. Good luck, Connorsky.